Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is might be the single biggest or one of the single biggest reasons why Kansas City, I think, was chosen.
Those live shots that they've always shown.
The live shots down at Power and Light of all the fans soaking in soccer, being, you know, like, that part helps sell Kansas City as like a World Cup team. That's obviously why they do it down there, Dusty, and why you're down there now is that atmosphere, this energy, that's part of the reason people chose Kansas City in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, nothing screams FOMO than when, like, you see that. Like, you know how we all get wrapped in the flag when it comes into the World Series or when it comes to whatever it may be. Like, you remember 2014, you're like, well, if they ever go back again, I'm going to make sure I'm a part of something for the Royals or, you know, fortunately for us, like if you missed the first Chiefs parade, you know, you had another one to go to, and you watch these soccer parties, whatever, it's just, you know, World Cup parties and the USA, you know, fan base shows up and you're like, man, I bet that'd be cool. Now I know you're going to have your Richards out there. They're like, yeah, big crowds. No, thanks. Well, it's not for you then. But I mean, this is for somebody that has had FOMO before or says, you know what? I don't have the funds to maybe go to Arrowhead and watch it at Kansas City Stadium. But you know what? I can get the same sort of energy and juice. I can go to Power and Light and get around that stage where I've seen, you know, just shirtless men, pierced nipples, beards, red, yellow, whatever it may be, flying the flag and just getting juiced up. I mean, man, I've been here for 25 minutes and I'm ready to watch a soccer game go down with USA versus I don't give a rip who they play.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, today's exciting, but ultimately, you know, there's certain better draws for the United States, and there's certainly some countries I think we would prefer that come to Kansas City. But no matter what, I mean, the support is going to be incredible when we get here to June. Dusty, appreciate you calling in, man. Enjoy the selection here. It looks like Kevin Hart and Heidi Klum are getting ready to announce something. I don't know.
Gold, I got a question for you. There's a single Brazilian lady. Brazil plays in Kansas City. She wants to stay on your couch. How much in your heart are you letting her stay there? And could you potentially marry that woman?
She absolutely can come over. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on over, baby. Guys, keep doing your thing. I love your show. Rock it out. Drew Nixon, you're the man. Cody, Alex, enjoy the day.
There you go. Thank you. Dusty Likens is at P&L for World Cup draw. Here's what's going on, if you're wondering. We haven't gone out there yet because they haven't announced anything yet. So they've got multiple performances happening. This is, again, it's a huge deal.
Who's that dude with the white hair who was singing at the beginning?
Bocelli? Bocelli?
Bocelli.
Andre Bocelli.
Yeah, he's amazing. Amazing. Anyway, the Village People also are going to perform. Robbie Williams. There's athletes are there going to say something. I don't know. Eli Manning, Aaron Judge, Tom Brady, Shaq is there.
Eli Manning. Yeah.
You've got, of course, nation leaders from the United States and Canada and Mexico there. Kevin Hart and Heidi Klum are co-hosting this thing. And then also the actor Danny Ramirez. So I don't know how long, honestly, they're going to drag this thing out for until we get to Group D. We're already 7 minutes in the program and they haven't said anything about soccer yet. So
there was one thing that you guys mentioned to Dusty. And I think before I moved here, Well, obviously, you know, the Chiefs, the Royals, of course, but one of the things that I do just remember from watching the World Cup over the years and growing up was they always showed Kansas City on the live shots. And that's one of the things that I remember just coming before I came here was like, it's a big, like, soccer fan base is very big outside of just sporting and in the current. People love soccer here and they embrace it. And that's why, as you said, Cody, this is a spot that out of all the places, it felt right because for all of this time, people show up and show out for when it's World Cup time.
Yeah, I don't think Kansas City takes it lightly. Look, sporting, because they were winning championships and were a great organization and it built a great park, really helped explode soccer fandom in this town. But I don't think it's an accident that the first purpose-built stadium for a female soccer team was in this town. I just think it's because there's support for it. There's been support for it for a long time. And honestly, you think people in Kansas City like soccer now. When 6 World Cup matches are played here, the soccer fandom's only going to grow in this town. There'll just be more people ready to go watch sporting, more people ready to go watch the KC Current, more people ready to watch World, because look, even if you're a casual, which you and I are.
For sure.
The World Cup is when we're in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in, and now it's going to be in town? Going to be in Kansas City? Hell yeah.
Go, whether you're going to P&L in June, whether you're going to a local sports bar, I don't know about you, watching a sporting event at a sports bar. The World Cup is the most fun I've had at a sports bar. Like, we've all had our experience going to a match or going to get at a sports bar.
Probably.
You know, a lot this time it won't
I've been
be
to consume Royals and Chiefs pretty different.
It won't be an issue time zone wise this go around because it's obviously happening in North America. But when it's happened in, you know, Brazil or it's happened in Europe or whatever, I don't know. It's kind of fun on a Saturday at 6 a.m. and you're at a bar, just a unique experience. It's different. We won't get the time zone thing this go around, but there's something special about that. And I know it seems so far away, but 187 days or whatever, that will be here before we know it. And this is just the next step in the process. Again, if you're just tuning in, today is FIFA World Cup 2026 final draw day. We're going to find out the group pairings. A couple things that just housekeeping of how it's working this go around. They've expanded the field. So 48 teams divided in to 4 pots of 12 based on the FIFA rankings. And so the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are all in pot 1, meaning they cannot be in the same group, okay? There's no way they would ever play each other until you got to the knockout round. That's the earliest they could play each other. Each group will have 1 team from each pot, and that is how they ultimately determine how it goes. And then I saw Alexi Lalas was talking about the best case, worst case scenario kind of stuff. And we will talk about this more in the 1 o'clock hour as well, when Rob Redden, Steven Spector, and Scott Parks join us, big-time soccer fans here at the station and in the building. Here was who Alexi Lalas said the U.S. should not want in their group. Whatever the group is, these are the countries he said avoid. See what you guys think. He says, you don't want Colombia. That's a tough draw. Norway and Ghana.
Erling Haaland on Norway.
Okay.
We'd rather not play him. Yes.
And then he says, best-case scenario, you get one of these countries or these 3 countries to join you. Austria, South Africa, and New Zealand, the least threatening on paper.
New Zealand,
is what
I think,
saying,
out of the teams that have automatically qualified because they ran through the rankings, New Zealand is dead last in world ranking of everybody that's already qualified.
All right, so we're trying to take down New Zealand. Got it. I think we can root for that. Let's see if, you know, they're going to do the draw here soon.
Colombia, their fans would absolutely take over the whole city. Like, they you know, talking about traveling country in terms of their fan base, Colombia would be an insane atmosphere.
Yeah, any South.
If we get in there, maybe, again, I don't want necessarily them in the USA group, but if Colombia had a match in Kansas City, that atmosphere would be nuts.
Oh, yeah, it'd be awesome.
Again, the groups you're trying to pay attention to, J, E, and F are the 3. J is the first game that'll take place in Kansas City, a game from Group J, June 16th. 20th, 25th, 27th, July 3rd, and July 11th are those knockout rounds.
Okay.
And quarterfinal matches that will be in Kansas City. So, obviously, the World Cup opens on June 11th. So, I mean, it really is a lot closer than we want to admit. We're going to really talk there for a while.
Oh, they're going to drag this thing out. They're going to drag this thing out.
I mean, it might be 40 minutes before we go out.
Kevin Hart is still telling jokes, and Heidi Klum is just standing there at this point in time. They eventually will get to some of the groups. Can I tell you some odds, though?
Sure.
While we're waiting here a little bit. So, World Cup, if you're also wondering what other countries you want to avoid. Now, the favorites for the World Cup, you're not going to worry about them in your group because, again, they're all going to be in the same pod. Looks like the president of FIFA is finally stepping on stage, so maybe we're about to get some action here in a second. We'll see. Spain, 4-1, they're the favorite to win the World Cup. England, 6-1, France, 7-1, Brazil, 7-1, Argentina, 8-1, Germany, 12-1, Portugal, 12-1. Those are the favorites to win the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And I think it's fair to say, guys, out of those, what did I list? 7 countries. We should get one of those 7 that are hosting matches in Kansas City. One of those seven, because that's the way the pods are going to work, you would think.
You would think so.
Hopefully.
Pretty good chance. And look, I you know, it's hard because I'm going to list off what? I mean, 40, I'm going to lift off 60 countries and be like, these are the ones I hope come here. I mean, it's not exactly going to work that way. I would like one of the big boys and one of the teams from South America. And then the fourth team, it could be anywhere worldwide. You know, like I'm not as particular for that. I just think it's like you want one of the heavy hitters. You want the Brazils or Spains of the world, right? You want one of those coming to Kansas City. And then you want, one of the South American teams, because you mentioned all the fan bases and the stuff that comes with it. And then anywhere else in the world, and just bring us some U.S., you know, bring us some teams here to Kansas City and give us a chance to watch some World Cup soccer. I want to go to a game so bad.
Same.
And you and I are talking about it. And I'm curious, 913-586-7965. This is the real challenge. Let's just throw out a ballpark number. Let's say the get-in price of the lowest price World Cup match you could go into in Kansas City is $400. That's more than I personally pay to go to sporting events. Mm. I very rarely pay $400. Sure. Can't afford to pay $400 very often to go to a game. This is, and there's pretty much a 100% certainty of this. This is probably the only chance in my life that I will have a chance to go to a World Cup game in Kansas City.
Right.
World Cup game, I might be able to travel for that or do other things or whatever. World Cup game in the city in which I grew up and lived, this is it. It's a one-time, one-lifetime opportunity. For $400, it's one of the few times, Gold, that they're $400 or $500, I'll probably pay it.
Yeah, look, I want to find a way to go. I don't, you know, we're going to have to see where that's, and based on what countries come here, the ticket prices are going to vary greatly. I mean, not only for the particular match, but just in general. I mean, if you get one of these countries that is going to have a huge, huge traveling, or following, I should say, through their country coming to the United States, then the ticket prices are going to be, you know, shifting around. But I'm with you. I think, even if you're not the most hardcore soccer fan, I just think it's an experience, man. I think it's an experience that you're right. In Kansas City, at least, I mean, look, the United States might get a World Cup again, and they will. But Kansas City, there's a great chance that in our lifetime, we don't have another World Cup here in Kansas City. So,
they just choose a different, you know, like they might go Denver or Nashville this time.
Yeah.
Some of the cities you beat out, they might just go there instead.
Someone says $400. Yeah, right. You're looking at a minimum of a couple grand for nosebleeds. Right now, without knowing any of the matches, you can go on a secondary site and they list them as Category 3, which I believe is upstairs. And they're 300. So I actually don't think it's insane to suggest that you could not get in for 400. Now, if all of a sudden the match is England versus somebody, well, yeah, that match is going to cost way more than $400 to get in. It really is going to depend on which countries end up here. And so, this is a new experience for all of us. Like, I don't want to act like a ticket expert on this, but I will tell you right now, Cody, you can go to SeatGeek or wherever and you can get Category 3 for one of the matches in June. And it's like $400 right now.
Yeah. Well, so like right now, the get in price looks to be about that.
I'm going to do everything I can to go. I recently actually won a bet that Kenna hit nice.
More details here. More details.
This is a week or two ago. This is like fresh after the car accident, actually. Okay.
That's good timing.
I did a $4 flyer and won $12.
Hey! You didn't say anything? No. Or the
what was going to be talking about this on the show? How many things did you choose?
What was this? A 15 leg parlay?
It was a 13 leg NBA parlay that hit. And I wasn't even following it. I thought it was over. I thought it was done. And I went back to check, and I my jaw actually dropped.
Good for you.
$4 won $1,200. Yeah. So
nice.
Thank you. But this is helping. I think I'm going to try to whatever team out of the E, F, and J the best team is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see who they play out of whenever they play. If they play the worst team in the group, where the tickets theoretically might be a little bit cheap on the cheaper end, I'm going to try to pick which team I want to go, and I'm going to go to that game. Like, I'm not going to go for the number one and number two teams in the group because that one obviously is hitting, you know, four figures in a different type of way. But I'm going to try my hardest to go because, like you guys said, this is a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing. It's like the Olympics. Like, it feels like something that you kind of have to go to once in your life.
Remember, the United States host cities, including with Kansas City, Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Houston, L.A., Miami, New York/New Jersey, Philadelphia, Seattle, San Francisco. We do know the U.S. already. We've already known for a while. They will be playing their group play matches in L.A., and Seattle, right? So that'll be where those matches are going to take place. And then, of course, it's North America. It's a three-country hosting group here. So Guadalajara, Mexico City, and Monterrey, other sites. And then in Canada, it's Toronto and it's Vancouver. It is World Cup draw 2026 day. The FIFA president is still speaking. Frankly, he's just going around thanking every single politician possible right now. So there's nothing has happened yet.
Do you ever like look at somebody and you say, that looks like a shady person? This guy reeks of it. Just looks like a shady dude. And you know he is because he runs FIFA. Just looks like a shady dude.
Gianni Infantino, I think, is his yes. something.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people just look like, yeah, you definitely took a bribe somewhere along the way.
He looks very much in control.
They're supposed to be cleaner now, Cody. They're supposed to be clean. They moved on, okay? They moved on.
After the Cutter stuff, right? Uh-huh. They cleaned it up after that?
Someone was asking how many matches are we going to have in Kansas City? So you're going to have four group stage matches. Tuesday, June 16th. Saturday, June 20th, Thursday, June 25th, and Saturday, June 27th. Those are the four group stage matches we will have at Arrowhead. And then you'll have round of 32, and obviously we don't know what countries for any of this stuff yet. Friday, July 3rd, so the night before, or the afternoon before 4th of July, will be round of 32. And then, pretty awesome, it was a huge deal when we got the news, you know, months back that we're getting a quarterfinal match at Arrowhead. That's Saturday, July 11th. So that is where things are at. Look, we've tried just like all of you, the ticket lottery stuff. Striking out on that.
Not that I won't, if they have another one, not that I won't try again, but I'm feeling like, are they done with the lottery stuff or is there going to be another one?
I don't know.
I've entered every single one and I've yet to be selected. So I'm not overly optimistic.
I don't think we're getting that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.